tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Welcome to the segment where we look at how to incorporate scripture in our day, right? As we are on the move doing our business, we can be found as a scripture people. Now, this week, we're looking at how to incorporate praise in our daily routines. Although we have no set like a form of rules governing daily praise, we have no commandment either prescribing certain hours to sing or to give thanks. The law written on our hearts teaches us that it is a right to praise God, and any time is tea time to be bursting out a praise song. Now this week, the elder and us will be having a conversation looking at the role of praise in the Christian's daily life. And if you are not a Christian and you're wondering what are they on about, why don't you take a listen and see if you too cannot be found with those who praise on a daily basis. And Mfundisi Carolus is here, the elder, to join us, to guide us and to keep us in good standing in terms of what is happening with our discussion. Elder, good morning. Actually, good afternoon. Look at me. I'm used to meeting you in the morning.
Good afternoon.
I'm used to meeting you in the morning space. Here I am now. How are you doing?
I'm well, Brother Derek, and yourself?
No, doing okay. Thank you so much. Trusting that to the family, everyone is all right that side, and the weekend was a good one.
We are, and it was. Thank you very much.
Marvelous stuff. Thank you, by the way, for joining us and taking the call to serve. We're grateful for you.
You know, it's always a pleasure, my brother.
Amen.
And greetings
Amen.
To all those listening in.
Marvelous stuff. Now, let's jump straight into the discussion, if we can, Elder. We're talking issues of praise. And that's always sometimes a term that confuses many, because when you think praise, are we talking song here? What is praise? Maybe let's clear that mystical definition out so that we can have a conversation on the real thing that we're talking about.
You know, Hebrews 13 verse 15 says, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually."
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, "That is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name."
Mm.
So it does definitely have to do with what we speak and even what we sing. It is a joyful acknowledgement of God's greatness. It is an expression of his greatness, his goodness and his glory. You know, it is an act of worship that exalts God's name through various forms of expression, words, songs, testimonies, and even actions. Psalm 104 says that we must enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise.
With praise,
Be thankful unto him and bless his name. So praise normally goes with thanksgiving. And
Della, your network. Sorry, sir, we had lost you for
are
a second
we there?
There. Yeah, you're back.
Oh, okay,
we lost
sorry.
The past 10,
so,
15 seconds, yeah.
If we should distinguish between praise and thanksgiving, I would say praise is adoring and expressing acknowledgement of who God is,
mm-hmm.
while thanksgiving has to do with what God has done.
Ah, okay, okay. Because yeah, that was going to be my question to say, why are we doing this? But I think as you put it across like that, it then makes sense. Thank you so much for that. Now,
praise would have words like adore, magnify, glorify, you know, and we can even do this through our actions.
We can do that? Oh, do it through the actions. Okay, okay.
Yeah, you know. Even our actions will speak of God's greatness, of his majesty, of his glory.
Now, how vital is this idea of praising, especially in a Christian's life?
It is vital for a few reasons. Am I clear enough?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I hear some feedback.
No, you're loud and clear on our side. You're nice and quiet. There's nothing in the
All
background.
Right.
Yeah.
So praise then is an expression of who our God is, and it comes from the heart when God is there. Psalm 22 verse 3 says, "You are holy, O God, because you inhabit the praise of Israel." So God lives there where there is praise. And so if it is an expression then of our faith in that mm-hmm. sense, mm-hmm. because we are saying who we belong to, who inhabits our hearts, our temples. Praise also does a very important thing, and it brings us brings us into God's presence. Mm-hmm. You'd remember when Jehoshaphat went to war, these three great armies that had joined forces against him, and Jehoshaphat's army was outnumbered. But then when God gives him a battle plan, God says, all you have to do is to put singers in front of your army. And when okay. they sing, I will do out.
Elder Clint, we're struggling with your network. There? Yeah, your network. Maybe try and move around, because I'm not sure what's happening with the reception there. You're dropping quite often and the frequency is increasing there.
Oh, I'm so sorry, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Is that better?
Yeah, no, you're clear for now. You are clear for now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
the moment you started to talk, then it disappeared again. Not too sure what's happening with my elders' network here. Let's see if we can try and reconnect the line there, so perhaps we might get a better reception. Apologies for that. You are through to the Maranatha Drive right here on Adventist World Radio, SID Media, where we are in conversation with Elder Hilmer Carolus, looking here at a conversation around incorporating praise in daily routine. And we're trying to understand how do we do that? But also, why is that vital? Why is that key? And if you've got any comments, any thoughts to share on the discussion, talk to us. +27 73 470 3520. That number again is +27 73 470 3520. And share thoughts as to what your take is and what makes it so important, especially when you talk praising in difficult moments. Mfundisi, we've got you back on the line, Aldo. And let's see maybe if we can have a discussion to say... this idea of praise, it kind of gives a sense that all is hunky-dory, all is well and good. Is the expectation that even in tough times, there must be praise? In difficult times, you must still be giving thanks?
Yes. Praise, you know, what it does is it changes our perspective. When we engage in genuine praise, our focus shifts from our circumstance to God's unchanging nature. Different things may be happening to us in our lives, you know, and things are always changing and it frustrates us at times. But when we extol and lift up our voices to Him in praise, when we praise Him from our hearts, then it tells us, it reminds us of God's unchanging nature. So while things change in our lives, God remains unchanging. And it fosters a perspective okay. of trust and hope in someone who never changes. You know, Habakkuk, mm-hmm. the prophet Habakkuk, lived in a terrible time when he was a prophet. And yet in Habakkuk 3, verse 17 to 18, he says, though the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation.
Yep.
Praise reminds us of the primary work of God, and that is to save us. So that no matter what we are going through, God has already done for us the greatest. You know, we're speaking about Christians and the importance of praise in a Christian's life. To know that God has saved me from the depths of hell, to know that He's broken the chains of sin, to know that He's given me power to overcome temptation and evil, that there will never change. And it is and when we praise Him for that, the songwriter says, when I remember what the Lord has done in terms of salvation, then, you know, everything then, our perspective is changed and we start counting our blessings instead of counting our problems.
I like that. And I guess maybe that might give an a hint to someone who might be who have been wondering, well, why are Christians always joyous? Why do they look like they're okay when they go through issues? And I think it is that popular philosopher, or is it a communist, Karl Marx, right, who wondered about this and says, no, religion must be the opium of the masses, because how can they surely be okay with what's going around and around the country? No. Is this what you're talking about? That praise says, it's not about me, it's not about the situation, it's the unchanging nature of God and who he is. No, thank you so much for that.
You know, Brother Derek, from a book called Ministry of Healing, page 251, we read that nothing tends more to promote health of body of gratitude and praise.
Give us that reading again.
So it's good.
Can you give us that reading again, Elder?
It's Ministry of Healing, page 251.
Uh-huh.
Nothing tends more to promote spirit of gratitude and praise.
Yeah. Okay.
So you ask, why is it important to praise in difficult times? Because even when we go through trying times, praise brings about healing.
Yeah. Well, if you're going through something, have you tried praising about it than the way you're crying about it? I think that's profound.
Yeah, and not only does it bring healing, it brings power. In Isaiah 61, verse 3, it says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Amen.
God wants to, when we go through trying times, he wants to clothe us with the garment of praise, so that not only our spirits are lifted, but also those with whom we come into contact with.
A garment of praise for that spirit of heaviness. Wonderful stuff. I want us to wrap up actually with that, which you had already started doing. I loved how you were throwing the conversation with so many scriptures. Give us more, Mdala, as we wrap up, to say, what does the scripture say about this idea of praise, and that can encourage us to praise God no matter what's going on around us?
There are so many, but I'll limit it to another three. Psalm 34, verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16 to 18, again here, thanks and praise goes together. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And then, of course, James 1, 2 to 3, speaking of when we go through those trying times, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience. You know, if I ever feel sad, if I feel depressed with what's happening in the world, if I feel frustrated, I always remind myself, who wins at the end of all of this? And when I go to the back of the book and see, you know, who wins? Jesus wins. Christianity wins. Yeah. You know, faith wins. When I see that victory at the end, it gives me enough. It changes my perspective to start praising God in advance of the great ultimate victory. And of course, thinking of the victory that was gained at the cross. Yeah. Oh, at the cross, my brother. That's where we first see the light.
Amen.
And that awakens praise. Praise, the last word from me today. Sorry about this, but
no,
praise is a profession of what God has done. It's love and his glory to those who are around us.
It is indeed that confession, that profession of what God has done. Dala, thank you so much for chatting to us and the listener. Any closing remarks from you for today?
Well, Let's keep praising brothers and sisters, friends and family. Brother Derek, let's always have a word of praise on our lips and live and bask in the glory and presence of God.
Amen and amen. Appreciating you once again, Dala. We can never say thank you enough. And I think this lesson, this topic that we're covering this week, so profound. And I think it is something we need, especially in a world filled with all the challenges we face on a daily basis. Let's keep doing that. Thank you so much. Have a good afternoon. Until we meet again tomorrow.
You too. God bless.
Marvelous stuff. That is how we're coming to the wrap up of this lesson. And you heard the elder. We sure actually keep praising. Keep moving forward. Keep lifting up your face to the heavens and extolling the name of Jehovah, because only He has done it for you.
You are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.